You're listening to KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big stories around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So first off, another woman has come forward to accuse Riverside County Supervisor Jeff Hewitt of sexual harassment. What's going on with that?
Well, this time it's an employee who worked directly for him. Brenda Denstead was Hewitt's legislative assistant and public safety liaison. She said in a claim filed against the county 2 weeks ago that Hewitt and his chief of staff, Boomer Shannon, made disparaging and vulgar comments and engaged in gender and age discrimination, causing emotional trauma. She also alleges she was wrongfully discharged from her job. Although she is still listed on Hewitt's Board of Supervisors website, the county says she hasn't worked there since October 2020 when the alleged incident took place. Now, the previous claim by a clinical therapist in the county's behavioral health department accused Hewitt of sexually harassing her during a visit to a skilled nursing facility in Cherry Valley last May, and that was settled for $50,000 in February. That claim was filed in November 2020, just a few weeks after this new incident allegedly took place. A county spokeswoman said she can't comment on ongoing legal matters, but she said there are no other pending claims against Hewitt at this time. So the latest claim lists three members of Hewitt's staff as witnesses to the incident.
Okay, have Hewitt or his chief of staff said anything about this?
No, there hasn't been any comment from them at this point. It's not uncommon for people to say when there's pending litigation or the potential for litigation, just to simply say no comment.
Right. What about Denstead? Do we know anything about her?
Well, her bio, which as I said is still up on Hewitt's website, at least it was on Wednesday, says she serves on the Western Municipal Water District Board of Directors.
Do we know what kind of comments were made in this allegation?
No, just as with the previous claim, these claim forms I think are pretty brief and it doesn't go into detail about the specifics.
Okay, then. Next to San Bernardino, the city is outlining a process to address public nuisances, like the pile of cement dumped in a Vertimont neighborhood. What's going on with that?
Well, the proposed process doesn't actually mention that pile of concrete that we've been talking about for a couple of weeks, but it would assign two officers from the city's code enforcement division to work on high-priority nuisances that pose an imminent threat to public health and safety, as the city has said the pile of concrete does. 4 months ago, the city council set aside $1 million to proactively work on quality of life issues in the city. And this new proposal, which was just put forward for this week's council meeting, would use that money for this new nuisance abatement program for those health and safety threats. The remaining code enforcement officers would address routine code violations like unpermitted construction, illegal garage conversions, abandoned vehicles, and things like that. Meanwhile, residents of Vertimont, where that concrete was piled last summer, held a demonstration outside City Hall Wednesday to protest the mayor's veto of the council vote last time to spend $2 million to truck the concrete back out of their neighborhood. The council failed to override his veto on Wednesday night, and so the mayor's proposal to allow the developer to grind up the concrete on site, very unpopular idea with the folks who live up there, that remains to be discussed at a future council meeting.
Okay, we'll keep following that story. And lastly, a coalition of groups is suing the federal government over a rule they say could damage health of Native American tribes, like those in Riverside and San Bernardino counties.
Yeah, the day after the November 3rd presidential election, the Trump administration enacted a rule requiring the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to review 17,200 of its 18,000 regulations within 5 years, or the regulations will automatically be terminated. It's called a sunset clause. According to the lawsuit, which was filed by a California prosecutor and joined by a tribal group that represents 20,000 Native Americans in San Bernardino and Riverside counties, this would require HHS to review these regulations 20 times faster than it has ever done before, and therefore would require it to virtually do nothing but review regulations for the next 5 years. And even then, it's kind of a ticking time bomb, as one of these groups said, that would just create chaos in the health sector because all these regulations could be terminated and then just nothing would be in place. So the California Tribal Families Coalition, which represents tribes all over California, including San Bernardino and Riverside counties, says the rule would affect every American, but have a significantly greater impact on tribal citizens who receive the vast majority of their health care from the federal government, specifically from HHS's Indian Health Service. And the tribes say the administration didn't consult with them before issuing the rule, but it's required to consult with them under an executive order that's been in place since the year 2000. So an array of nonprofits, not just the Tribal Families Coalition, but a number of others have joined the lawsuit that was filed by the Santa Clara County Council's office. And HHS has suspended the rule for 1 year, saying it found these groups' allegations of harm credible. So it sounds like it'll take a while to untangle this.
So why did the administration impose this rule to begin with?
Well, the Trump administration said the rule was needed to end burdensome regulations unless they can be proven to be necessary. But I think the two problems that are highlighted here are that it was imposed without consulting with the tribal governments as required, and also the time frame maybe isn't realistic in expecting almost 18,000 regulations to be reviewed for necessity that quickly.
Yeah, it sounds like it'll take some time to get all this worked out. Well, thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Longtime Inland Empire journalist Cassie McDuff helps us out regularly on our Friday morning news wrap, and these reports are posted at kvcrnews.org. This report is made possible with the support of the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. I'm Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.